This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And for the first half of the show today, Marie Christine is going to sit in with me because we have a very special guest to the station. So, Marie, first of all, how are you?
Your money really does matter today,
Your
Scott.
Money does matter. And we're going to show you how it matters, absolutely. But it is great to have Marie in studio as well. And we're going to get right to it today. Scott Wilder with Save the Children. Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm very well. I want to make sure that the people listening and know that we are social distancing.
Yes, sir.
It may not sound like it. Hopefully it doesn't sound like it. But we are social distancing. I'm in the great state of Texas. You're home. And,
yes, sir.
A long time ago. And, of course, you're right there in God's country. And we are thrilled to be able to join you. Even though we're apart, we're together. And I'm glad that it's technically possible, to do it in a way that is, it's not hard on the ears.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And I tell you, we are very honored to have you on KLZ 560 as a whole. So, but let's start out for those that, you know, maybe they've heard the ads before, but they're really like, what is this really all about? Kind of start out there for us today.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Save the Children has been around for over 100 years. 100 years last May, and so we're into our next centennial, Lord willing, and we are in 125 countries around the world. Now, normally, and I think before, Scott, when I've been with you, we've talked about things over there, wherever over there is.
Sure.
Usually it's Africa, where I spend most of my time, is in Africa, working with children that are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. But Save the Children also works right here at home. And I think sometimes when, you know, no judgment, but sometimes when we've talked about over there, there are people listening that kind of go, what about the kids right here? We have needs here in the United States. Well, Save the Children works in the United States all the time. I mean, this year, 366 days a year this year because it's a leap year. But always working right here in the United States. But there are times of crisis and disaster, like Hurricane Harvey or wildfires and all kinds of things like that, where we shift our focus. I mean, I get to shift my focus to be about what's happening right here to us and ours, me and mine, right here in the United States. And, of course, COVID-19 qualifies as that. Most people wouldn't know. I mean, I hope you wouldn't know, because it's an evidence of your blessing that you wouldn't know, that 30 million U.S. school children rely on school not just for education, but also for nutrition. Now, we've seen that. We've been in the Appalachians. We've been there in the Central Valley, California, and, of course, all across the country, where children, 30 million, are counting on schools for almost all of their nutrition. I'll tell you a story about that perhaps before we have to part ways. So today we have an opportunity, and today is a really rare thing. I think we've had it one time before with you, Scott, but it really is quite rare, all in celebration for the centennial of Save the Children. Your gift today will be increased tenfold, but it's only today. It's a different phone number you've ever heard on the radio before. I'm going to give you the phone number in a second. But what that means is normally we would say, these school children, they say, wait a minute, school's already out. Well, yeah, it would be out, but guess what? Kids don't stop being hungry in summertime. And, sure. And so what happens is those school lunch programs, they're still in need. And so when summer school is canceled, that means the gathering place where they would receive that nutrition is also gone away. Well, Save the Children is standing in the gap, providing over 100,000 meals every single day. And so today, and today only, we give the opportunity to have your gift to Save the Children increased tenfold. So $100, we normally say $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. Or $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for the whole summer. And hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be back to normal or whatever the new normal is going to be. and they'll be back at school. And this direct need is gone away. It's picked up the same way it normally is. So today, but today, see that 100, the impact of that is 1,000. Wow. And the 300, that impact is 3,000. And that 1,000, the impact is 10,000. Now, here's what I love about this the most. Well, not the most. The most is we're helping kids. But what I really also love about this is guy math. This is math that even I can do. This is math that if I were back in Ms. Chancellor's class in high school, I would immediately put my hand up because I would know the answer to the question. If I give $520, what is the impact of that? All I know, or what I know, is I have to put just a zero at the end. See, a tenfold increase means $520. The impact is $5,200. And a $26 gift, the impact is $260. You see how it works. You just put a zero on the end of it. So that $100 providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child, that $100 becomes $1,000. So let me give you the phone number. It's only today. This number is only good today. Now, this is not like one of those, you know, President's Day mattress sales that seems to go on for weeks and weeks right. and weeks.
Surprise! One more day.
This really is only one day for this phone number, and only one day you can increase your gift tenfold. So you heard about it, thought about it, maybe prayed about it, talked about it. Today is a day to do this together. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. Or you can go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. So 800-520-2649 or SaveChildrenKLZ.org. You can multiply your emergency relief gift 10 times right now. What we're talking about is COVID-19 emergency relief, a day of hope for Save the Children, and whatever you do today is increased tenfold, but only today. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. We want to thank you by first name and by city. I did see that earlier today, Brian in Wheat Ridge said, I'll do $100. So the $100, Brian, the impact of that is not $100, but $1,000. So today, we're waiting for your phone call. Even now, we want to thank you. In these first 20 minutes of the show, we want to be able to thank you. And we're very excited about the opportunity today. Again, it is one day only. So today is a day to do. You know, I've said before that, you know, the doing is the evidence that the feeling is real. You know, the feeling is good, but the feeling is only good if it results in something that we do. And so the doing is the evidence, the feeling is real. And today you can join us and make love a verb today, something we do together today by calling 800-520-2649, 800-520-2649, or go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Thank you, Brian and Wheat Ridge, for already giving. That's Absolutely. Great. We have a KLZ person jumping on board. And I do want to stress the urgency of this because we're not going to come on tomorrow, Scott, and say, guess what? Right. It got extended for one day. You can still have the 10 times match. We really mean it when we say one day only. And that's why there's that special phone number to make sure that your gift gets counted for the 10 times. And don't freak out if it's not on the website worded that way. Save the Children is really good about making sure that today only any donation through that landing page for KLZ gets counted for the 10 times match. So thank you guys for making that available to us.
Yeah. And I would just say that, there's a saying in the news, breaking news changes everything. So sometimes you ever tune into a show and your cable guide says it's going to be, Law and Order. And it's not, maybe that's a bad example because it's always Law and Order, but let's say it's something else, and it turns out that it's not that thing, it's something else. That's because breaking news changes everything. And so that's the case. If you go to Save Children KLZ, don't worry about it. We are monitoring all of it, and we know exactly what comes in today. And whatever comes in today is increased tenfold in impact. Could I give Scott just one story?
Sure.
If I give somebody something to think about. If you're wondering who does this really impact, who does it benefit, I think of a little girl in Appalachia. You know, we spend a lot of time in Appalachia, in the schools there, serving breakfast, serving lunch, serving healthy snacks, or maybe even a light dinner at the end of the day. And then even on Fridays, handing out bags of groceries so kids could go home and have something to eat over the weekend. I mean, this part of the country, the Appalachia, is very tough. I mean, you have mills and factories that have been shut. You have kids that might have one or maybe even both of their parents incarcerated because of either meth or because of the opioid crisis. I remember a little girl on a Monday morning that came to school on a Monday morning, and she had clearly not had her hair brushed since she was at school on Friday. But I think of a little girl, a little skinny girl in second grade. On a Tuesday morning, she shows up. She's there early because that's when she gets there to get on the school breakfast program. And she's sitting at the table there across from her little friends. And she says, "Isn't this good?" And she's eating her little breakfast. And she says, "Isn't this delicious? This is so good, isn't it? Is it just awesome?" And her friends said, "Yeah, you know, it's good. It's okay. It's a good breakfast." And she said, "No, it's really, really good. I mean, lunch yesterday was good, but that was a long time ago." And this little girl in America has no sense of a third meal of the day. This cute little second grade girl with straight hair has no sense that you get a dinner as part of your food every day. She gets all of her nutrition at school. So I think especially during COVID-19, I think, you know, think of her mom. Let's say she has a single mom. Which actually I think she did, a single mom, and that mom is doing everything she can do, but her child still has to be on the breakfast and lunch program. Now let's say her mother is not able to work during COVID-19. Now let's say she loses her job.
Right.
This is where we stand in the gap. This is where we can say, you know what? I've been blessed. I'm blessed to bless. That's why we've been blessed, is so that we might bless others. I've been fortunate. You know, maybe you think of the amount of gas you're not paying for over the last 90 days, or the meals you did not get to eat outside or out at a restaurant, or maybe the if you're a movie person, the movie house, you haven't been to the movie house, the theater in a long time, and that's all money that you still have in your pocket. My grandfather used to call it extra folding money. So maybe you have extra folding money as a result of all this, or maybe you got your stimulus direct deposit or your tax refund, or maybe you just are not driving as much as you used to. Mm-hmm. So there's some extra folding money we have. And I want to give the phone number again real quick, 800-520-2649. Would you think of that little girl? And maybe you'd say, I want to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for her for 10 days. Or maybe you'd say, I want to do it for a whole month, $300 for a whole month. Or maybe you'd say, I want to do it for the entire summer. For that little girl, $1,000 can do that. So whatever you do today is going to be a blessing to somebody and a reminder that today and today only, everything you do is going to be increased tenfold. The phone number to call is 800-520-2649, 800-520-2649, or you simply go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Well, Scott, I tell you, we're looking forward to the second half here of our interview with you. And once again, it's a real privilege and honor for us here at KLZ to work with you guys and to see the impact that you're making in people and changing lives. And folks, as Scott just said, there's not many opportunities that you have to give $100 and it means $1,000. So call now, 800-520-2649. We got to take a short break, but Marie and I'll be back with more with Scott Wilder and Save the Children right after this.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Make way for savings on Goodyear tires during the D&D Tire Limited Time Tent Sale. For 5 days only, you'll save $50 when you buy four qualifying tires for your vehicle. Plus, you'll get up to an additional $150 back online or mail-in rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Now's the time to get great savings from Goodyear. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply, and see the store associate for details. Offer valid from June 10th through June 15th. Stop by D&D Tire, three convenient locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. Also visit ddtireservice.com, the official auto repair and tire service of Sportsman of Colorado Radio.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at stackoptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Wadley, along with Marie Christine here at KLZ 560. And we are glad to have Scott Wilder with us with Save the Children. And folks, this is a day of all days. And I tell you, after all we've been through over the last several months, this is a chance to put a smile in your own heart here, knowing that your $100 can mean $1,000 to Save the Children. And Scott, I'll let you go through the rest of the numbers because you were so good with that math, sir.
It's also the gal math in my case.
It's pretty easy math. I mean, whatever you do, I just put a zero on the end of it. So $35 is $350. $350 is $3,500. $1,000 is $10,000. I like to think of it like this. Whatever you do today, when you call that number, 800-520-2649, 800-520-2649, whatever you do, I think of that as a key. It's a key that unlocks something. And it's true that in every case, it unlocks 10 times whatever you do. But if you have a key, or the donation you make today is $10, it unlocks 100. That's good. I mean, it's 10 times, but wouldn't that be something? So the bigger the key, you see, the bigger the door it unlocks. So $10 becomes the impact of 100, but 100, the impact becomes 1,000. And 1,000, the impact becomes $10,000. So while the percentage is always the same, it's always tenfold increase. What a huge opportunity to know that not only is there no amount too little to make an impact, but every bit we do, if you made a $25, let's say a $250 gift, that gift today to save the children, is the impact of that is not $250. It's put a zero on the end of it. It's $2,500, but it's only today. I mean, this is a one, really, truly a one-time opportunity when you call right now at toll-free 800-520-2649, 800-520-2649, or online at SaveChildrenKLZ.org. I am in the great state of Texas. I'm a native Texan, and it'll be about 100 degrees today. I think it's the predicted high. Seriously, 100
with 100% humidity.
It's, yeah, not in Dallas is bad, but it's bad enough. Got off the golf course on Friday, on Saturday morning. I got off the golf course at 10:30. We were first out, played pretty quick. But even then, the temperature was 93 and the feels like it was 104.
Wow.
So it's very warm. And I say all that to say that when I was in high school and college, I worked construction. And, you know, I would do that for the summer only. That's a bad thing to do, to work construction in Texas in the summer, but
yes,
I did. And it was a really, really hot summer. In fact, it's the hottest summer on record. We had 3,700 plus days in a row. Had 6,700 plus days in the summer, and had the highest single day temperature still on record at 113 degrees. Mm-hmm. Now, I worked with guys that normally work construction all the time, and they put the college boys, as they called us, they put the college boys in the back of the truck, in the bed of the truck, and you could not sit down because your rump would get roasted. You couldn't put your arms on the side because you leave a little skin there on the side of the pickup truck. So you had to kind of get on your haunches and kind of ride it, you know, while you were going down the freeway. And I remember thinking that they were riding the cab. You guys did it all the time. Was air conditioning. And I remember thinking at the time, you know, that's really right, though, because we have light at the end of the tunnel. At the end of the summer, we're going to go off to college. We're going wherever. This is just to make money for us. This is not our everyday. So it's right that they should have the air conditioning. There's light for us at the end of the tunnel. I think it's the same. There's light for most of us at the end of this COVID-19.
Yes, sir.
You know, but before these kids, they don't have that Norman Rockwell painting experience of running past the flagpole and clicking their heels because it's summertime. Summertime for kids to get all of their nutrition from school. If summer school is canceled, that's a scary time. It's a very tough time. So, you know, we don't know exactly how or when this COVID-19 thing is going to be over. But when it's over, I think what really is going to last is how we treated each other. Mm-hmm. And what did we learn mm-hmm. during this time? What did we do with that time? You know, did we simply, you know, sit at home and eat and gain weight and make sure we finished all of Netflix, and we're now working on Hulu and Amazon Prime. We're going to finish the internet before this is over. We're going to watch everything there is on the internet. And we all complain about the same things. Or might we say, you know what? I was blessed. Man, I still had my job, and I still got that stimulus direct deposit.
Right.
Or I kept my job, and I still had that a tax refund that came.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't spend money on gasoline, and I still made it through all of that. I had extra money. I would just say it's a really good time to share a little bit, especially when you have the opportunity to have your gift today increased tenfold. But it's the only day you can get that, and so we sort of elbow our way in to Scott to part of your show. So thank you for allowing us to be a part of it, inviting us to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
We're excited about it. We're excited to share. I used to say, when I was on that side of the microphone, I used to say, what kind of friend would I be if I didn't share with you this great opportunity? And it is a great opportunity.
Sure.
$100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child, school child in the United States, that is not getting their breakfast and lunch program because school was canceled. Then, of course, now summer school is canceled, and Lord willing, we'll have normal school in the fall. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. And today, whatever you do is going to be increased tenfold when you call this number, 800-520-2649. This is the only day this is true. Trust me. tomorrow, somebody somewhere is going to say, I heard about that, and I meant to do it, and I didn't do it. Can I still do it? The answer is going to be no. I want you to know. When you call and Marie answers or you get, she calls you back, the answer is going to be no. This is a one-day-only opportunity. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. Or go online to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
And, you know, Scott, I think all of us would have to say, if we really look back the last several months, we take so much for granted. I mean, we took for granted, you know, going over to friends' houses. We took for granted going to church. We took for granted doing most everything that we are accustomed to. But yet, as you say, most of us survived that really well. Our biggest problem is what we wanted to eat, not if we had something to eat.
No, that's true.
And so, you know, folks, I'm telling you, all of us, I guarantee you, saved $100 over the last few months from not just going to Starbucks, all right? So,
true.
You know, I mean, I'd love to just have 10 people from this show, you know, do $100, you know what, and turn that into $1,000. But
awesome.
You got to make the call, 800-520-2649. And you know what, I mean, a lot of people, you know, we give to charities a lot of time at the end of the year, all of that, and through this hard time. And you know what, hey, this has been tough on everybody, and I know that. And $100 may seem like $1,000 to you right now. But whatever you can do, this is a chance to really, really make an impact. And you may never meet that person. Mm. All right. You may not, but just picture the face of maybe a child that hasn't eaten in 3 days. Mm. And that's hard for all of us to do sometimes, Scott, because we're so spoiled. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If we can get that image in our mind of just someone that is truly, truly hungry and in need and no fault of their own, nothing mm-hmm. they've done, mm-hmm. But they're hungry. So I hope people will call today, 800-520-2649 or SaveChildrenKLZ.org. So, Scott, got about a minute left here, sir. Your closing comments.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, we live in a world where there are all kinds of pressures on kids. Kids can't really be kids as long as we like them to be. Our daughters seem to grow up way too quickly, and our sons certainly mm-hmm. have all manner of access to things that would force them to grow up quite quickly. Any child who is worried about where their meal is coming from in the United States is not being allowed to be a kid.
Yes.
You can let a kid be a kid today for the summer by providing meals along with Save the Children. Everything you do today is going to be matched dollar for dollar for dollar for dollar and keep on going. It's a tenfold increase today, but it is today only. 800-520-2649. 800-520-2649. Or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
You know, I just really appreciate you, Scott, coming on and talking about this because so many families are struggling so much right now, even in my own personal experience. Families with kids at home who aren't usually at home, they're working from home, they're stressed out as heck. Mm-hmm. And this piece of the food, I mean, that's just one stressor too many. And sometimes you feel helpless. Like, what do you do? There's so much need. But this is something concrete that today you can grab your phone and do right now to actually help somebody and make a difference. So thank you for what you're doing and Save the Children. And thank you to these KLZ listeners right now who are donating at 800-520-2649.
So, Scott, thank you, sir. And we'll look forward to our next visit. Next time I get to Dallas, I'm going to call you up and I'll take you to lunch.
I can't wait. And thanks a bunch, Scott. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Scott Wilder. Save the Children, folks. Do not delay. Don't say you'll do it in a couple hours. You'll forget. 800, do it now. 800-520-2649. SaveChildrenKLZ.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Knowledge in Reverse is brought to you by Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result. No meaningful decision. Do you have questions regarding a reverse mortgage? Learn how it may work for you. Our main job is educating you on the facts. This type of mortgage is not for everyone, but it may be just right for you. Call Steve at 303-885-0254, home of Knowledge in Reverse. That's 303-885-2054. Learn the truth. NMLS 243-200. Regulated by DORA. Equal opportunity lender.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And once again, we want to thank you for being with us here for Haystack Help Radio, and we want to thank Scott Wilder of Save the Children for being with us. Once again, that number, 800-520-2649, to make your donation 10 times the amount. So $100 will be $1,000 and so on. But Kurt Rogers and I recently sat down with Blake Harris of Mile High Estate Planning. We didn't have time to do the whole show with you, but there were some great points Blake brought out, and we're going to join that conversation now with Blake Harris of Mile High Estate Planning. Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and this special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. But our special guest today, Blake Harris, MileHighEstatePlanning.com. Check out his website. And once again, if you're just getting in, turn on your radio, get in the car, or get into your home office. Maybe you're starting work a little late here after the lunch hour. Give him a call, 720-924-6171. It is absolutely a free consultation. And he will get you taken care of and be able to answer your questions.
You had talked, Blake, earlier about disability, you know, in your trust. But what about long-term health care planning? How do you work? How does that fit into what you do?
Sure. So long-term care planning, it is something that more and more Americans are going to need. Kurt, I don't know if you were ready to be put on the spot, but how much do you think it costs for about a one-month stay in a nursing home in the Denver area?
See, I have an advantage that because I have somebody that I put on my show that helps people find those. But I'm thinking the average cost is going to be around $8,000.
You're spot on the money. The number that I usually quote is right around $7,700. So yeah. Yes, right around $8,000 a month.
Average.
To tell a quick story, my grandma, she grew up in the Great Depression. She never made a whole lot of money during her life, but she saved. She saved every penny she ever had. As she got older, she was reluctant to meet with attorneys. She never really liked attorneys much, even though her daughter was married to one. She ended up losing capacity in the last 18 months of her life. We saw several $100,000, pretty much her entire estate, get wiped out because of a nursing home cost. Had she just met with an attorney, instead of spending all that money on nursing home cost, she could have used that money to pay for my law school. But I did learn something from it. I learned a lot from it. And there are things you can do to prevent the government from taking your home, taking the family home after you pass away. And that's what why I use for many clients who are the right fit, a Medicaid Protective Trust. What a Medicaid Protective Trust does is it allows the individual, the client, to transfer their home into the trust. And then when they need to wait 5 years, and then they can go and apply for Medicaid, and the government will pay for the cost of the nursing home under that situation. When the individual passes away, when the client passes away, instead of that home being recovered by Medicaid, the home then passes down to the children of the client. When we create these trusts, we build certain strings, certain pullbacks that allow our client to still control the money enough that if they ever need it for their own care, they ever want to ask for it back, they can. How do we do this? They still have the ability, a power that I would never want to take away from any of my clients, which I've never taken away from any of my clients, and that's the ability to disinherit a child. If you can remind a child that we can cut you out of this trust, if you don't gift the money back to mom and dad, then that child will still ultimately use the money however the client would like. But then when the client passes away, the money still lands in the hands of the client's children. The ability to disinherit a child is something that I remind my own 7-year-olds frequently of.
You're still my child, but
yeah, exactly.
but you have to behave.
Yeah, you gotta behave.
Yes. Medicaid planning, Medicaid asset protection is a very, very helpful tool that I don't think nearly enough Americans take advantage of. And sadly, what happens often is I get the call: my mom's moving to the nursing home tomorrow. My dad's already lost capacity. What can we do? And when it gets too late in the game, I work with one of the top Medicaid planning attorneys in the state. There's still a few things you can do to mitigate damage, but planning ahead as soon as you turn 50, 60 years old, talking to an attorney about how to protect your home from a state, from a government-mandated spend down, can be the difference between your children receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars and your children being left with nothing behind.
Great. So, Blake, what's an initial consultation look like with you?
Sure. So clients will contact us. They'll usually call or text us to schedule a consultation, or they'll fill out a contact us form online. You'll hear right back from a member of my team about scheduling a free initial consultation. We are exempt from the stay-at-home order, and if need be, we are available to meet clients in our office, whether in Denver or Colorado Springs. However, we are also available right now for FaceTime and Zoom calls. We can set up a video conference where during this consultation, I'll block off an hour of my time that usually doesn't take nearly that long. It usually takes more like 30, 40 minutes. And during the consultation, we're going to do three things. Number one, the first question I'm going to ask is, tell me about your family. And then during this time, I'm going to learn whether the client is married, the children that they have. Next, I'm going to ask about the assets. I want to know, do you own any real estate? Do you have any savings, whether that's retirement money, non-retirement money, life insurance? I'm going to ask all the questions to understand finances, your business. And then number three, my question is goals. What are your goals for your estate plan? What are your concerns? What is it that you'd like to see happen to your assets and your family after you lose capacity and after you pass away? Once I have that information, the assets, the family, and the goals, then I can recommend a plan for the client. We are very competitively priced. We have several different options. So regardless of your budget, we should be able to find a plan that fits your needs. And I don't, and here's a question that I get 10 times a day. Someone calls me from the internet and says, hey, Blake, heard you on Scott's radio show. How much does a trust cost? And my answer is, you don't want a trust, because a trust standing alone isn't going to do you much good if it's not funded, if you don't have the right people inside the trust, if you don't have ongoing guidance with the trust. I don't sell trust. What I sell are estate plans, whether it's a simple will-based estate plan, an revocable living trust-based estate plan, or some more involved asset protection or Medicaid estate plan. We sell estate plans. Nobody leaves our office with three wheels on a car. You're going to get a full, complete estate plan, whether you need the Rolls-Royce or a more simple plan. We offer a full plan, whether it's something simple, mid-sized, or very, very complex. And again, we're very competitive with all of our pricing.
Okay. I have a question for you about misconceptions and common mistakes people have about estate planners when they get started. What are they, you know, what do people do wrong? What are their misconceptions, why they don't come visit you, or that they believe this is how it works?
Sure. Well, I already talked a little bit about how people think it's going to be a lot more daunting or complex, or there's going to be a lot more work for the clients. We have a very simple intake form that it doesn't take more than 5 or 10 minutes to complete. But I do want to highlight a mistake that I see very often, and sometimes someone creates an estate plan with another law firm. Maybe it's a firm that doesn't specialize in wills, but they wrote one, or doesn't specialize in estate planning, but they still put together a trust. And something that happens very often that gets missed is funding of the trust. When you create a revocable living trust, it is imperative that you also fund that trust. Otherwise, your estate is going to end up back in probate. Most people have, I would say 95% of people have no more than four assets. The first one that everybody has is their tangible personal property, your clothing, your furniture, your jewelry. When you create a revocable living trust, you want to make sure that your attorney also prepares an assignment of personal property to the trust, saying that any personal property that you own or later acquire is assigned to the trust. That'll keep your personal property out of the probate court. Number two, when it comes to funding a trust, you also want to make sure that any financial account, bank account, life insurance policy lists the trust as either the owner or the beneficiary, the TOD. After you create a trust, you'll have the name of the trust, and then you can go in and update your beneficiary designation so that when you pass away, your assets go directly into the trust outside of the probate court and then remain protected from divorcing spouses, lawsuits, whatever, after you pass away. So first is tangible personal property, second is financial accounts, and then third is real estate. For your real estate, you can either quit claim your property into your trust or create a beneficiary deed. When you create your plan, ask your attorney, does this include funding? To what level do you fund? Do you charge extra for your funding? Is the fee that you quoted include funding? And you want to make sure that funding is included. The fourth asset, which maybe 10% of people have, is a business. If you have a business, whether it's a rental property or another type of business that you run, you may also want to assign that business to the trust as well. The next biggest mistake people make is not updating. How often should an estate plan be updated? Well, you want to make sure that your estate plan is updated anytime there's a major life change, a marriage, a birth, a divorce in your family. Also, if you receive a large asset, you want to update your, if you inherit a large asset or sell a business and large assets come in, you want to update your estate plan. This is why updating is, this is these two mistakes, funding and not updating, are some of the most common mistakes that I see. This is why when you work with my firm, number one, we include all the funding, as much of the funding as that we could do as your attorney, we include. For anything we can't do, we will send you instructions for how to take care of that yourself. And number two, not updating is one of the biggest mistakes, which is why we include free lifetime advice for your estate plan after you've created an estate plan with our firm. So any client of ours from the present or the past that has hired us can call us at any time and ask a question about their estate plan, and we are happy to answer that at no charge. The reason being is as our client's life circumstances changes, we want to make sure that their estate plan is kept in line with their goals.
Absolutely. And that number, 720-924-6171, milehighestateplanning.com. So, Blake, what powers of attorney do people, a lot of times we hear the financial and medical. Is that really?
So incapacity planning, there are four documents. If you could see me in the radio show, I often look like an airplane. To my left, I reach out one arm. To my right, I reach out the other arm. On the left arm is all of your financial documents, and that's just one. It's a general, durable financial power of attorney. A financial power of attorney says that should you become incapacitated, another individual can step over and make financial decisions on your behalf. You should, generally most clients will list, if they're married, their spouse first, and then one of their adult children as the alternative. I don't recommend listing both of your children as the alternative because that increases the chance that there's a gridlock and that the children then end up having to hire attorneys and fight over your financial power of attorney. So I suggest naming individual, one person at a time, as your financial power of attorney. There are two ways to structure your financial power of attorney. There's an immediate financial power of attorney that says, right now, I give my spouse the ability to make financial decisions on me. Or there's a springing one that says, only once I lose capacity can my children take over and make financial decisions on my behalf. So a financial, clients hire me, clients come to my office because they want the trust or the will. Clients hire me because they want the asset protection or the trust or the will. However, in my opinion, the most important document you can make is that financial power of attorney, because that is going to avoid the need for a court-supervised conservatorship proceeding, which is going to require annual reporting to the court every single year. If it's too late, if you have a family member who's already lost capacity, we can certainly help with the conservatorship process as well. But an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure. That's certainly true when it comes to creating incapacity planning. So number one document is your financial power of attorney. And then there are three other documents I'm sticking out my right arm now. There are for medical care. The first one is your medical power of attorney. In the event that you lose capacity, you want to make sure that you have a family member who knows your wishes. to make medical decisions on your behalf. And you do this by signing a medical power of attorney before you lose capacity. If you pass away, if you become incapacitated and you do not have a medical power of attorney, then you'll need a guardianship, conservatorship for money, guardianship for medical purposes. Again, if you have a family member that did not sign a medical power of attorney in time and you need a guardianship, our firm can help with that process as well. But it's much more economical just to simply have your loved ones, simply to yourself, sign a medical power of attorney. Next is a HIPAA release. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health care. In the event that you become incapacitated, you want your agents to be able to access that protected health care information so that they can share it with doctors and make informed medical decisions. Kurt, before I go to the next document for incapacity planning, would you like to hear my quick HIPAA joke?
Sure.
Sorry, I can't tell you it. And then the third medical document is the living will. In Colorado, this is called the declaration as to medical or surgical treatment. In the event that you are brain dead, in the event that you're in a permanent vegetated state, it's telling the court how you want to be cared for. And for 99% of my clients, that is where they say that they do want to have life support removed if they are in a permanent vegetated state after a period of 7 or so years. In addition to all of your incapacity documents, I highly recommend that you include guidance for your family as to how you want to be treated during your incapacity, which is why for every estate plan that we create, whether it's a simple will, a revocable trust, or some type of asset or Medicaid protection planning package that we put together, we include a supplement called the Mile High Estate Planning Family Guidance Letter. Anyone who's listening to the radio, if you want to send me a text message, 720-924-6171 with your email address, or just go online, send me an email, blake@milehighestateplanning.com or info@milehighestateplanning.com. It's the email address on the website. Send me an email, and I would be more than happy to share with you free of charge our family guidance letter, which is an estate planning supplement where you can outline all of your wishes for how you want to be cared for during your incapacity, if you have any special wishes for your tangible personal property, and any special cremation or burial arrangements, helpful guidance for your family in settling your estate after you pass away.
Wow. Kurt, I tell you, one thing that I was so impressed with when I met Blake is when he just kind of told me how he does these plans. It is a full, complete plan. And that, you know, client, that friend then walks out, and they are covered completely. And, man, that's a great feeling to know when you do that.
I can't imagine going online and trying to pick up just 10% of what he just said.
No, exactly.
You know, and the fact that, and I appreciate this, Blake, that you offer your services lifetime. After somebody starts with you, you just answer their questions. Because as things change, they may, instead of go somewhere else, they'll pick up the phone and call you because you have so much knowledge. And you're not trying to sell everybody on things. You're just trying to say, here's all these things that can affect you. Which piece of this do you want? What works best for you?
If somebody creates an estate plan with me, I sure as heck want that estate plan done and administered properly.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kurt, I tell you, I wish you were here in studio to see, and I'm just going to say, this gentleman does not have one note in front of him, okay? This is in his head, okay? So that's what I want. I don't want somebody that has to be sitting here reading a bunch of stuff out of a notebook, you know? I mean, this is just flowing from his experience and his knowledge. So once again, folks, highly recommend you give him a call. It is a free consultation, 720-924-6171, 720-924-6171, and it's milehighestateplanning.com. So, Blake, a lot of times people feel like, you know, when this comes up, I just don't have enough assets, or I don't have enough, you know, stuff. What do you say to people like that?
It depends on the situation. And again, it's not simply about assets. I've done very simple plans for single mothers that have pretty much no assets, but they want to name a guardian for their minor children. I've worked with families that have more debt than they have assets, But in the event that they pass away, there's some life insurance money that would pay out. And in that situation, there would be a lot of money saved. Or, and I've also worked with older individuals who, again, have very little assets that they're going to pass, but they are concerned either about their pets, who's going to be the one to take care of their pets when they pass away, or who's going to take care of themselves in the event of their own incapacity. They want to make sure that they are the ones choosing their caretakers and not the state, not the government. So we don't work, the common misconception is that estate planning is only for the wealthy or asset protection is only for the super wealthy, and that's simply not true. Estate planning can put just about anyone in a better position from the age of 18 up.
So, Blake, are there some documents that a family should have on a child? Let's say that child goes off to college for the first year or something like that. Are there some documents? Because I think most people think, okay, my spouse dies, something happens to my kids, or my kids think something happens to me. We can just handle it. After all, I'm their child. I'm their spouse.
Sure.
But not as easy.
Colorado lacks an alternative decision maker statute. Generally, I'd say our laws in Colorado are very well written for the people to make our lives easier, where you don't necessarily have to have an attorney to get everything done. Compare us to Texas, where the laws are written pretty much just to ensure job security of the attorneys. However, Colorado lacks a very important law, which is an alternative decision maker statute, which says that in the event that an individual becomes incapacitated, there is an automatic list of other people who can take over and make financial medical decisions for that. We don't have that in Colorado. So if your 18-year-old child goes off to college and they end up getting themselves hurt and ending up in the hospital, you're going to call the hospital and want to know how they're doing. And if there's not a HIPAA release, if there's not a medical power of attorney on hand, you're not going to get to talk to them and not going to be able to find out what is going on with your child. So yes, I certainly recommend as soon as your children turn 18, have them sign over a power of attorney to you so that you can be aware of their needs in the event that they are injured.
Okay. Kurt, go ahead, sir.
Well, here's a question for you. You got a married couple, and the spouse has a business. He has, you know, let's say several restaurants, and the husband is a fireman. She goes out and does her will because of all the assets that she has, and he does his will. Now, upon his death, his will says everything goes to her. But upon her death, now all these assets are now going to come into the husband's will. Is there something that needs to be set up in the co-spouse that doesn't have the assets at the time that may inherit the assets upon the spouse's death? Do you follow me?
So I'm going to kind of explore this. I'm going to twist your hypothetical a little bit because I think it's going to be a little bit more relevant to the listeners. A lot of what I get, I'd probably say maybe the majority of my clients are blended families, meaning at least one of the parents has a stepchild.
Right.
And what a married couple often wants is they want to make sure that when they pass away, their spouse is provided for. They want their spouse to continue to be able to live comfortably in the family home. However, they don't necessarily want that home to pass to their spouse's children if they don't share children with that spouse. So what we can do is we can create up a trust for that couple if one of them has more assets than the other that allows the surviving spouse to continue to live safely in the home as long as they occupy that home as their primary residence. They can live there rent-free. But then upon their own passing, then instead of the money passing to their spouse's family, the money passes down to their own children. And you can do that with a marital trust that will provide for the surviving spouse, but then it will pass down to your own children. Does that get at what you were asking, or do you want to maybe ask that one more time?
No. It's the same basic thing. So you can build inside several different types of trust inside a trust. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes, exactly. Generally, I don't have my clients for estate planning purposes sign more than one trust document. However, that trust could spit out a dozen other trusts depending on the number of beneficiaries and the size of the estate and the goals of that client.
So if there's an income, maybe like you're talking about the disability or the asset protection, if these things come to play, it will activate that portion of the trust.
So, yes, exactly. The standby special needs trust only becomes active if a beneficiary is qualified to receive government benefits. And the asset protection provisions are only used if this child gets divorced. Generally, though, I do recommend upon a client passing away, creating a separate trust for each of the children or having the initial trust dictate that separate trusts are created. The reason being is we don't want all the children pulling from the same fund and children growing resentful that one is going to private college while the other one's going to public college. Separate the trust funds into separate pools so each child has their own trust that they can pull from without growing resentment among the siblings.
Yeah, because one of the things, and again, like I said earlier, that I've seen with families is why you think everything is smooth when you're alive. When you're gone, things can get really ugly. So you don't want to kind of add fuel to the fire. You want to kind of teach them that we're going to separate this out, and this is how I want it to work.
Sure, and a very important tip for any listeners is don't tell your children what they're receiving before you pass away. Too often, parents will promise the mountain condom to too many of the children, and the children all think it's theirs, and they all go and lawyer up, and instead of the money passing to the children, it just goes to a bunch of different attorneys. What you want to do is tell your children that they're not going to get anything, and then when you pass away and they actually get something, they'll be relieved that you end up getting anything.
Yeah, make them believe you got nothing. That always works.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good asset protection strategy, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Blake Harris has been our guest for this hour. 720-924-6171, milehighestateplanning.com is the number. So, Blake, just take the last minute and a half here, and just kind of there's a lot of people that, when I say do what you do, I just mean simply say they do estate plans. But what makes Mile High Estate Planning different?
So, for one, this is all we focus on. Me and the team of attorneys, I'm not a sole practitioner. I have two other attorneys as well as an excellent support staff that's even smarter than me that works for Mile High Estate Planning. So you get a small team that is there to accomplish your estate planning goals. We're not in the business of selling trust. We're in the business of understanding your unique circumstances, tailoring a plan that meets your needs, and then going on and servicing that plan in a way that will make you happy. However, don't take my word for it that you're going to be happy with our services. Google Mile High Estate Planning and read our reviews. We have over 50 Google reviews. Every single one is a 5-star review. Then go on our website, watch some of our videos, read some of our articles, learn a little bit about it if you'd like, and then when you're ready, contact us. We'll get back to you right away and schedule a free consultation where we can learn more about your unique situation. At that consultation, there's not going to be any pressure to move forward. You're not required to hire us then. You're not required to hire us at any time. However, I can pretty much guarantee you that in that meeting, you will get something valuable for it. You will get some valuable guidance. You'll get some valuable information that is tailored to your individual needs.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for sponsoring our show today, and thanks for being with us as well, sir.
Well, you guys all be safe and healthy.
You too, Kurt.
All right, you too, bud. Again, that's Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, and Blake, man, great information. And we're going to do some more of these, folks. We want to keep you up to date on what you need. MileHighEstatePlanning.com. Give him a call, 720-924-6171. So, Blake, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. All right. Fun times.
Everyone have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.